A wall in Paschim Vihar area of the national capital was vandalized with anti-national slogans, referendum 2020, SFJ, and vote for Khalistan, on January 19, said the Delhi police. The slogans written in English and Punjabi which reads, Khalistan Zindabad, taking immediate action, the Delhi police got the slogans removed. Six for Justice, SFJ, is a US-based separatist group that supports the Khalistan referendum, separation of Punjab from India. The vandalism comes days ahead of Republic Day celebrations for which security has been stepped up in the city. Interestingly, in 2021 during the farmers' agitation on the Delhi border against the three farm laws, Khalistani terrorist organization Six for Justice has released a video provoking Sikhs to disrupt peace on Republic Day. Later on January 26, 2021, the protesting mob attacked with rods and pelted stones at the police personnel. The mob did not stop there and forced their way into the Red Fort. It is pertinent to mention that terrorist outfit SFJ had demanded that the Khalistani flag be hoisted on Republic Day. Delhi police has said that it is not a security-related issue, and that strict actions would be taken against those involved in the matter. Anti-national, Khalistan-related graffiti appeared overnight at some locations in Delhi. The graffiti appears to have been painted under the cover of darkness and appeared in deserted and empty places. This is not a security-related issue. Legal action will be taken in this matter, Suman Nalwa, the public relations officer of Delhi police said. Suman Nalwa also highlighted that Delhi police has put in place robust security arrangements for January 26. The focus of our security is January 26. Every unit of Delhi police is working to ensure that no untoward incident takes place, Suman Nalwa said. The Delhi police official also pointed out that Six for Justice, which is banned in India, could be behind this and it is resorting to such tactics to remain in news. SFJ is a banned organization. The internet has no limitations. Whenever they do something, they do so under some other name. It is a little difficult, but legal action will be taken. We will also take action against those who are aiding them. They only want to be in the news with such activities, the Delhi police pro Suman Nalwa said. Earlier on July 6 last year, Karnal police arrested a Patiala-based man, identified as Manjeet, for writing pro-Khalistan slogans on the walls educational institutions on June 20, and said that the accused was promised to pay $1,000 by a US-based person for accomplishing the job. In another incident in May last year, a resident of Punjab in Himachal Pradesh was arrested for allegedly putting Khalistani flags outside the state assembly. It is to be noted that in the last few days, two Hindu temples have been vandalized by Khalistani supporters in Melbourne, Australia. The walls of both the Hindu temples in Melbourne were defaced with anti-India and anti-Modi slogans. Our Consulate General in Melbourne has taken up the matter with local police. We've requested expeditious investigation against the perpetrators and measures to prevent such incidents in future. The matter has also been taken up with Australian government and we're looking forward to it, says MA spokesperson Arindam Bagchi on the matter. According to the Australia Today, on January 15, 2023, the Khalistan supporters also tried to draw support for their referendum by organizing a car rally in Melbourne. However, they failed miserably, as less than 200 people joined the rally.